your time. How'd you meant to stay? You sour like lemons and limes. I've got my first aid kit. Cause babe, you're funny, I'm fit. And I'm ready when you are. And fuck, you're taking your time. I'm ready when you are. And fuck, you're taking your time. And God bless that slow is fine. And baby, you're taking your time. But I'm ready when you are. Got myself in some problems I wasn't willing to solve, like breaking up with ex-boyfriends, oh, over the phone. Baby, with you, it's not something I would do. I'm ready when you are, but fuck, you're taking your time. I'm ready when you are, and fuck, you're taking your time.
There's no pressure to be hurrying. Lie back, enjoy the fun that keeps bubbling. Hold that, then we're gonna have to run again. Gonna have to hold that thought, don't you worry, my sweetest, 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 sweetest girl. I couldn't promise the world.
And I'm ready when you are. Fuck, you're taking your time. I'm ready when you are. Fuck, you're taking your time.
Well, hey, 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 this is DJ Hoppa, honey. Grab a slice, it's Za Life, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And what's that? We have a guest?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Justin.
You are Justin.
I'm Justin.
And what are you about, dude?
I'm just about WMFO. I'm all about Skinny Hour. I'm a huge fan. I haven't missed a single week.
Really? Why?
It's the best show. Trust me. I tune in all the time, and this is the best show consistently, so.
That makes me feel really weird.
I hope in a good way.
Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to Skinny Hour, and we do have a theme for this week, because what is consistent? Themes are consistent with the brand. Okay, so the theme of this is Best of November 2018. The description on Spotify is, yeah, November was cool, sans the sinus infection. Because, yeah, it's true. November was pretty cool, except for the fact that I got a sinus infection. And now November's over, and I feel kind of uncomfortable about that.
It's so bad. November is definitely my favorite month.
Really?
Definitely.
Why? Yeah.
It's just like the perfect time of the year to do everything. And it's just
swimming? Like, I don't think that's true.
I mean, yeah, it's like not that cold. It's not that warm. It's just that in between, and it's like rainy days, and that's kind of cozy.
Yep. You're like Canadian though, right? So like this isn't that cold for you. There's people like me, iron deficient Californians, who do think it is too cold.
Right. Yeah. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways.
Now I feel foolish. And okay. Well, we have there's two of us.
Yes.
We have a great show for you this night, this morning, the whatever in between. So let's ride some cosmic airwaves, my dudes.
Yes.
And Za Life, grab a slice. And yeah, we're gonna get into it. And you just listened to some Matilda Homer. Ready When You Are. Very beautiful song. And
so groovy.
Oh, wait. I actually think I didn't really explain why I picked these songs. They're just songs I heard for the first time in November. Some of them are newer than others. Mm-hmm. But irregardless, we're listening to songs I heard for the first time in November, and I thought that they very much shaped the kind of mood of the month, the monthly mood, if you will, and I will. And yeah, let's just stop talking and like listen to Yellow Days, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. Bye.
Everything's fine.
Bye.
But I don't believe you, baby. It feels like something's wrong. There must be something wrong.
Something
wrong. If she gets tense, like the glass might crack. And I got this monkey on my back. Foundation shake. I guess that's my mistake. Yeah. And take a dive and dive to that lane. Keep on going back and forth, like we're at war. So to my core, the words unfold. Break down the door, I've never been to this land before. But I ask, I'm so poor.
Thank you.
she's calling. Falling, falling, falling. New love floated into my life. Feels like paradise.
Hi there, we're back, and you just listened to the awesome Sonorous Sonic Super Sick Hot Flash Heatwave feat. Sophie Myers. I was really excited when this song came out because Hot Flash Heatwave is from San Francisco,
right?
And I've seen them live like a bunch of times, and they're like DM them on Instagram all the time, and like they're people who actually talk to their fan base, and I think that's really like sweet and like endearing that like, you know, stay humble and stuff. And it was really exciting when I was listening to like new music that they put out like while I'm here in Boston, because it was kind of like a little like piece of home like with me,
right?
Like away. I don't know, what do you think of that song? Do you like that song?
I really like that song. Yeah, those floaty instrumentals.
Yeah,
I don't know how you mix that.
I don't know either. I know very little about the technicalities of such sorts, but yeah, Hot Flash Heatwave is like a really great band. I highly recommend. It's very, I don't know, I think they have an interesting take on, I would like to say it's very contemporary surf rock. But I would like to say that, but I think I would be speaking pretenses.
I feel like I could agree with you.
You could?
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Like, if you, like, really put in the work, the...
Yeah, okay. It wouldn't be the first thing I'd think of.
Yeah, definitely. It's not the, it's not the obvious.
Right.
The obvious choice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I think I need to also talk about the fact that it is so, like, foggy outside this morning.
It really
like,
is skinny
in the studio,
out right
I was
now.
Like, yeah, this is, like, really, like, I really feel like I'm in, like, an Evanescence music video. Like, that's really what it feels like. It's very disorienting.
It is. It's nice, though.
It's
beautiful.
It's very...
It's eerie. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so the next song that we have coming up is Cherry by Rina Sawayama, and I'm actually super excited about this artist. I just heard about her. She's Japanese, I think, but she sings in English. I think she's really cool. She's just a really, like, kick-butt kind of gal, and I feel like I don't really listen to any female artists. I feel really bad about that. It's just like, yeah, I don't listen to music by women. Please, like, don't, like, take that out of context. But I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, you feel like,
that
oh,
sounds
I
pretty horrible.
Be more.
That sounds pretty horrible.
Yeah, it sounds pretty dark and misogynistic, but, like, yeah, I feel like that's, like, something I'm trying to work on. And this is Cherry by Sabrina Sawayama.
Awesome.
To stay the same.
Level up, you've got to make a bonus. Mystic staring at his smells like autumn, smells like leaves. You don't know that you'll rust and not belong so much, and then get left alone. Left alone. Cloud hidden and my whereabouts unknown. Casadero got me wearing all camo. Decked in Patagonia, head to toe. Down for whatever I think I let go. No more shoes or socks, I only rock sandals. I can tell if I'm hip or getting old. I can hear you, maybe you could change your tone. People tend to listen when they see your soul.
We're just back speaking to you in the mic. That is exactly what is happening right now. And you listen to some Toro y Moi Freelance. I love that song. I love that song a lot. I think
what makes it so special?
I think it's because when you sing along, you are forced to do the sound. Like, I think that is such a great, real goblin-y,
so goblin-y
expression.
It's
a very visceral experience. I feel like, so like, I feel like Nicki Minaj like kind of normalized that like thing. You know what I mean? Like in her music, she does that. And she also does that as like a personal choice.
You know what? That's something I could respect.
Yeah. And I like that a lot. I like that she's kind of normalized it, because that is something I like to do a lot. Kind of part of my self-expressive repertoire.
I don't do that very much, but I could start.
Yeah, I feel like you could start. Is there a specific like speech tick, defect, habit that you have? Like,
I just can't say certain words. Sometimes I just can't talk.
I think we've been over this.
Yeah, we have.
It's like how you have a really big issue with the way I say qualms.
Yeah, it's like too much L. It's like,
I take a lot of L's in my daily life, so I tend to pronounce them pretty heavily.
Is that why? Is that the background?
That's the psychoanalysis of the way.
That's pretty heavy.
I speak. Yeah, just got a little like, it's a little, you know.
I feel like that's a great segue into the next.
Yeah,
song.
I feel like that is a really good segue. The next song, this is Huff and Puff by Just a Band.
Good time. to be alive. The sky, it seems so far away, but we know that we've been to the moon and back, and we're sure that nothing's gonna hold us back. Take it easy, and say she can ease it. Yeah, yeah, to me cheesy, watch and to lease it. Me make your points come up occupied. I need to keep my mind occupied.
Out of one of you.
Guess what? Like, estamos aquí ahora. Es Love or Dad. Es Love or Dad? See? Well, I think we all know what time it is in the night, morning, in between, whatever the heck you want to call it. And I think it is time to do a...
PSA.
You want to take it away, buddy?
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right. This is a little spooky.
It is?
It spooks me. Personally, I don't do this, I'm going to look into doing it.
Okay.
So
okay.
The title is, why not cover your computer camera? And that's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover it up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Just something to think about.
Just consider it. Just give it some space in your brain.
Yes.
I don't know. I think we discussed this very briefly, but I personally don't cover my laptop camera, and I don't think I ever will. I'm not really worried about being watched. Like, is that bad? I feel like people are so afraid of like surveillance, and they're like, oh, the government's spying on me. It's like, well, the government's just gonna see me do a lot of lame stuff like on my own. Like, I feel like if they saw me like going throughout my everyday life, the government would be worse for it rather than me. They lose more than I do.
It's a little scary. I mean, people watching you, you know? It's not a good thought. It's definitely not a good thought.
I mean, there's like so many like worse things that could happen
to
me.
Definitely.
And also like what? Like they're gonna see me like cut my toenails and be like, oh yeah, she got goblin toes. Like, okay.
But why not, you know? That's the PSA.
Like,
it's
why not? Yeah, it's a why not. It's a very soft, gentle, delicate question. It's a soft question.
It's delicate, yeah.
It's very soft. It's like the ricotta cheese of questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's totally it.
Uh-huh, yeah, very ricotta. A very ricotta-style texture.
Yes, I'd say so.
So what is coming up next is the new Grimes song.
Oh, Grimes.
Grimes.
Everybody loves Grimes.
Grimes. Oh my God, Grimes. Grimes, her new song, We Appreciate Power, has me so hyped in the strangest way. I feel like Grimes is such a guilty pleasure for me.
It's just a pleasure.
I indulge in Grimes very heavily. I was skating the other day, roller skating, by the way. I'm not a skateboarder, but I was listening to Grimes. And I was like, man, oh man, oh man, if I managed like a roller rink, it'd be like Grimes all the time. It'd be like we hitting Grimes like 24/7.
And I'd visit.
You'd visit?
I'd work there.
That's really nice. I don't think I would pay you very much.
I mean, I'd have to do it under the table, but I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, but I love Grimes. I think I first started listening to her like sophomore year. And I think she just exemplifies like everything that is right and everything that is wrong in this flawed mortal world. Like, I feel like she will dismantle capitalism through her being with Elon Musk.
Wow.
I feel like that's going to happen. And
very political.
Not really.
No?
Not very political at all. Oh. Just like, she's dating Elon Musk, dude. Like, that's bonkers to me.
Good for him.
In life, who do you think you're more like? Are you more of an Elon or are you more of a Grimes?
I hope I'm a Grimes, but I feel like I'm an Elon.
Yeah, that sucks for you, dude. That really sucks for you.
You're definitely not an Elon.
I'm not an Elon.
Good transition.
I think, how about we just bump this sick Grimes,
dude? Let's just do
that. Let's bump this sick Grimes.
Can't go wrong.
Za Life, let's grab go. A slice. Let's go, Grimes!
We'll be right back. Cause it makes you feel so nice.
I need some one-on-one,
Go to your little highway, cause white lies blow away.
A million magic crystals painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Free. Run. Free. Run. Free. Run. Free. Run. Run. Blow.
Higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Free base.
Get too high, baby.
Turns you on.
You really turn me on and on.
Cause you gotta calm down.
My temperature is rising.
When the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
K. Sugar. K.
Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Well, hello there, all you stunningly beautiful, delicious, and sumptuous listeners. That's a really good adjective, sumptuous.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, that's cool. Anyways, so you just heard some Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, and I had actually never heard this song before November of this year, and I'm actually kind of embarrassed to say that, so I'm going to say that on air, real talk, being real with y'all right now. I had never heard White Lines by Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, and I'm not afraid to say it.
I mean, I first heard it yesterday, so I'm...
Okay, that's cool. It's actually fair. I heard it in a Narcos Mexico commercial.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, I was like very excited because I very recently started watching Narcos, and like it's pretty good, very high production value. And I'm like, oh wait, they also got Grandmaster Flash in on this, like in spirit, but like
exactly. Yeah,
like, he's not there doing the show with them.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Those are formalities. Exactly. This is all casualties. Wait, that's really not what that means. Anyways, informalities. Casualties is something very different. No, anyways, I feel like that song is really awesome. I feel like it's a super nuanced track. I like the live instrumentals in it
so
a lot. Super groovy. It's funky. It's a little dirty. I like the... It really reminds me of... this song should remind me of White Lines, whatever. No, but you know the part where it's like freeze, did it, did it, did it, did it, and then it's like that rah sound.
Yeah,
that rah. Like I don't know how you describe that sound, but they the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they have this song called Fight Like a Brave from What's Hits,
mm-hmm.
and they use that in like the intro. Like there's this really grimy bass intro, and then they go rah like really loudly, and I think that if you do that before anything, you kind of know it's gonna be good.
I mean, it's just so real.
Yeah, it's like, it's raw. That's what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Like,
it's just raw.
It's raw aggression.
it's raw.
Raw.
I can't do it.
You can't do
I
it?
I just can't do it.
That's really sad. Can you roll your R's? I feel like you can't.
I can't.
Yeah, I knew I you can't. Couldn't.
You definitely can, though. I bet you're a person that excessively rolls R's.
Are you serious right now?
It's just, I don't even know what to say.
You don't even know what to say. Okay. This next song is by an artist named Quadri. Never heard of them before. This is a song called 104 PM. It comes from their new album, Malik Ruff. And it's a super like packed album. There's like 15 songs on this. I feel like people are getting back into releasing crazy long, like narrative based albums again.
I appreciate that so much, actually.
I appreciate that a lot, but I don't think it always works.
Yeah, I mean, some people have complaints about it, but I don't mind.
They have qualms?
They have qualms.
Qualms? No, because I remember that's what Kali Uchis did that with her first like official album, Isolation. It was very long, very narrative heavy. And I don't think that was the right idea. I don't think that was the right choice. I feel like she could have made the album a lot shorter. I feel like Isolation could have been two albums, if I'm being perfectly honest. It was very pretty. It was a very pretty album. Like, there were a lot of really random good intros and interludes that I didn't know I needed, but when they were there, I was like, this is great. I feel like Isolation is something, there's like a few bops on there, like Just a Stranger, After the Storm, Tyrant, but I feel like it's one of those things that you actually have to listen to in order.
Yeah. And yeah, like, I feel that.
And there's some charm to that. I don't think that's necessarily always the way to go, but I feel like there is a certain je ne sais quoi about such things.
People have complaints about long albums. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like long albums. Like, King Cruel's The Ooze.
Yeah.
People had a problem with that. I mean, I don't mind it.
If you look at like a Tame Impala album, those are super long.
Yeah.
Tame Impala like really stacks their albums. But they put out music so rarely.
Right, yeah.
That like, it makes it a little more special. Like Earl Sweatshirt's new album is really long.
I haven't looked at it.
Okay, well it's very long, I feel, but yeah, and I also feel like we have been talking for a really long time. And now let's get into some 104 PM by Quadri.
Holidays, oh yeah, but is the shit enough? From the looks it don't seem so. We didn't have Martin, had Malcolm, had Michael, had Jay in a hood still dream. Wanna be a baller, yeah, and one shot caller, but really can't blame them, nah. Niggas came from the bottom. I've been thinking, all that thinking got me smoking, drinking.
Funk. We different, yeah, we different. We is
Hey there, guys. We're getting to that time of the night, that time of the early, tender, skinny hour. And I think are we saying goodbye to listeners?
We're saying goodbye.
We're saying goodbye.
I might be saying goodbye forever.
Yeah, so. You're going to be annihilated by the government for sure tonight. So
yeah, the webcams and everything.
They've been like really watching you. They've been on it.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for listening. This has been DJ Hapa Honey and Zaw Life Kappa Slice, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope to hear, see, sense you back on this show in the future. God bless, much love, higher living.